You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church. God bless you. Thanks for joining us here today on this Thursday. You are tuned in to God's frequency. We're drawing close to Him here now. God is always broadcasting. We're tuning in here today to WGOD. That's the call letters I would have if they were available, if I owned my own radio station, because I love the truth and the fact that God is always broadcasting. Like the old days when your radio had a knob on it and you would turn it, sometimes even back in AM radio, turn, seeking a voice on the radio. Likewise, it is with the Word of God. He's always broadcasting. He always has a word. You can tune in to a Christian radio station, not one that's playing music, but one that's preaching the word, and you can be on a continuous flow of hearing God's voice and hearing the word of God. That's what we're going to do here now for the next 30 minutes. Thank you for joining us here today. This weekend here, my sermon is God's rest. We are in Hebrews chapter 4. The author of Hebrews is going to spend the entire fourth chapter looking at something called God's rest. He's going to compare our future rest with how the Jews back in the Old Testament missed it. He said if Joshua would have given him rest, and he didn't, then it wouldn't have been written 500 years later by King David in Psalm 95, verses 7 through 11. If Joshua had given them rest, then David wouldn't have written 500 years later that the time is coming where we are going to be able to enter into the rest of God. That's what we're going to look at. What it was, it's seen in the Sabbath, and what it will be. That's where we're at this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We meet 10:35 Sunday morning, 6 o'clock Wednesday evening. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, has got one more week in that. He is teaching the book of Philemon. And then we'll be back in 2 Corinthians, verse by verse, the following week. So those are some of the things going on here at the church. Now, we're going to go back to our study in Galatians, where we have been in between programs. And this is coming out of Galatians chapter 3. And I've entitled this what the Apostle Paul calls it, The Law Was. Here's part one.
Okay. I started out with the title for this, The Law Was. But this is a much more appropriate title for this sermon. It would be The Purpose of the Law. It's also the subject heading if you have a new King James Bible over this portion of Scripture we're going to look at here today. Let's pray first before we get started. Lord, words are just words without you giving us the understanding. And we pray right now, Lord, that you lead us and guide us, fill us with wisdom and understanding. Help us to shine the light of truth on this text we're going to look at here today. Speak to us where we know that you speak. That is in your word. We have ears to hear here today. We come into your house. We listen for your voice. Speak to us through your word here now this morning. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen. Okay, the purpose of the law, which naturally is a logical conclusion that one would come to after listening to the apostle. I mean, look again at these things he's just told us. Now, if you're following along on Facebook or on the app, we're in Galatians chapter 3. Grab your wide margin Bibles. Look at all the things that Paul has just said. Starting in chapter 3, verse 10, Paul said, For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things that are written in the book of the law to do them. So, wow, he says, cursed is everyone. Cursed is everyone who does not continually keep every commandment. Should I read that again? Yeah, let's. Cursed is everyone who doesn't continually keep every commandment. Verse 11, but that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. All right, here he's telling the people that no one can ever get right with God by keeping the law. So we can see why the question, well, why the law was formulating in their minds here. Then at the end of the verse, he gave us a hint that the Old Testament actually does reveal to us how we're supposed to live in the meantime. He says, the just shall live by faith. That is, you, in the meantime, believe God at his word. That's what's required of you. Without the Messiah, do what Abraham did. Believe God at his word. That's what's required of you. When he says the just shall live by faith. No matter what time or what age that you live in, what's required of you is to live by faith. Right? The Bible, before Jesus, said Abraham believed God. And his faith was reckoned, accounted to him as righteousness. So, we see it a little bit revealed there in the Old Testament. The just shall live by faith. But then he says in verse 12, yet the law is not of faith. In other words, you won't find the solution in the law, the Old Testament book of rules that God gave to Moses. So if the law is righteous, and it is, then someone, by golly, is going to have to pay the price for what I've done, right? I mean, I was just told I have to do everything written in the book continually. And if I don't, someone's got to pay for it, right? Either me or someone that's willing to take the penalty for me. This I know, someone is going to have to pay this cost. Someone is going to have to fit this bill. Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things written in the law. God bless you. And it's as simple as that. Because the wages of sin is death, the Bible tells us. Enter in Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Next verse, verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, look what it says, how he did it. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse. Even more horrifying than that is how it reads in the King James Version. It says this, being made a curse. Can you imagine that, Brent? Being made. Think of all the things that God makes. He sends them out to the potter's wheel, right? The potter's got the lump and he makes it into something. Look what God did with his son. He made him to be a curse. Look what happened to my Lord. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. Now that tree was the cross. As for the curse, well, the curse arose out of the old covenant law. If you would turn with me here, we're going to go back to the fifth book of the Old Testament, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. It's so wonderful, too, to see so many visitors today. Thank you so much. I see at least three or four visitors today and some old friends back as well. Kathy, so great to see you. Some new people and some old faces back. And what a great work God's doing here at Island, as you can see. Okay. Now, before I get started, for those that have been following along here every week in Galatians, we've heard the law, we've heard the word law a million times in this church, right? Law this, law that, law, law, law. What does it mean? Now, allow me, grant me 8 minutes here this morning to finally break that down for you and tell you what the law is that I keep talking about every week. Okay? It's in Deuteronomy chapter 27, starting in verse 14. Deuteronomy 27, 14. How's the cordless working back there, Danny? Is it working? Is it working? Excellent. Okay, good. Deuteronomy 27, 14. And the Levites shall speak not Moses' command in the Jews here. And the Levites shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the works of the hands of the craftsmen, and sets it up in secret. And all the people will answer and say, all right, this is like a service here. The charge is read, and the congregation says, well, the word means, so be it. Or today we can say, it is what it is. Verse 16. Cursed is the one who treats his father or mother with contempt. And the people shall say, cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark. And the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road. And the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who perverts the justice due to the stranger or the fatherless and the widow. And the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his father's wife, because he has uncovered his father's bed. All the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his sister or the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother. And the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law. And the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly. And the people shall say, cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say, amen. And then, in case he forgot anything, he says this in verse 26. Cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them. And all the people shall say, amen. God help us. Now, let's turn to the second book of the Bible while we're in the Old Testament, because we're talking about law, to the book of Exodus. And I believe this is chapter, I don't know, it's on the handout. Where are we? Excuse me, 20, right? Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. These are a little more familiar maybe with some of us. Now the Lord spoke all of these things, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You will have no other gods before me. You will not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything in heaven above or on earth below, or of anything that is in the water. You will not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations to those that hate me, but showing mercy to the thousands, to those who love me and who keep my commandments. Verse 7, you will not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Meaning, someone's going to pay the price for that, sometime or another, for using God's name in vain. Now, if you've ever done that, so much for you, trying to keep all the rules like people tell you to be right with God. Because James says if you've broken one, you've broken them all. And you're helpless, and you're in need of a redeemer to pay your price and save you out of your predicament that you're in. Moses went on to say, the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. So that just makes you totally unqualified to redeem anyone, beginning with yourself. You don't have what it takes to pass go. You can't make it in on your own if you've ever used God's name in vain, which you'll probably find out at some point or another includes more than what you think that it does. Not just hitting your thumb with a hammer. So, you've already done that, perhaps. Verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, that means don't work on Saturday. Now, that's a commandment that I have broken every Saturday of my adult life. And now he tells you why. 6 days you will labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, neither you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, not your cattle, not your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days, that would be six literal days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. And he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it or sanctified it. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Verse 13, you shall not murder. Verse 14, you shall not commit adultery. So Jesus says you're guilty of that who just looks at another person that you're not married to, secretly desiring them in your heart. Jesus said, that person is guilty of adultery. Verse 16, you shall not steal. Verse 15. 16, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox. You know, I wish I had Hector's ox. Who's done that? Covet your neighbor's ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. And there you have the law of God, church. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. You know, he must have been really tough to look at this point. What do you think? Being made a curse? By the way, that word for curse is not the word anathema. It's a whole different Greek word. The word is katara. And the word means the opposite of blessing. You know, like we read of blessings and curses. It's not the word anathema, means to set apart for destruction. This is the, like to call down a curse. Or again, the opposite of blessing. Now, after all of that, Paul anticipates the natural question that would follow. And that is in verse 19. What purpose then does the law serve? Right? I mean, if the law does that, if Jesus redeemed me from the curse of the law, then why the law? Why do you have it? Why does God have it? What purpose are all those commandments that we just read? Now, he's going to answer that question explicitly. He's going to tell you why, first of all. Then he's going to tell you whether or not the law is permanent or not. Then he's going to tell you how it came about. Verse 19, what purpose then does the law serve? Answer out of the Bible. It was added because, I'm in verse 19, Galatians 3:19. It was added because of transgressions. Look at the next word. Until. Look, by golly, there's an expiration date on the law, same as there is on a carton of milk. Until the law was added because of your sins, until. The day's coming when it's not going to be valid over you anymore, is what he's saying. It's temporary. It was added because of sins until. Okay, again, what purpose does the law serve? Verse 19. It was added because of transgressions until the seed, capital S, if you got a good Bible, the capital pronouns for God in a Bible, seed. It was added because of transgressions until the seed should come, to whom the promise was made. And it was appointed through angels by the hands of a mediator. Who was the mediator? The law. Moses. So the seed, capital S, the seed is Christ. The next chapter, chapter 4, verse 4, is going to tell us when the fullness of time had come. This is one of my favorite Christmas texts. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born, or again, made of a woman, made under the law. All right, onward. Paul anticipates the next question. Since the law and Redeemer are so different, since salvation is of the Lord and salvation has become evident in the new covenant, is the New Testament a contradiction to the old? Verse 21. And I need some audience participation by Carol and Darren in this one. Is the law against the promises of God? Meganoito, which is Greek for are you out of your mind, people? It's the most emphatic rejection of a sentence. Is the law against the promises of God? Meganoito. The King James says, God forbid. Some translations say, may it never be. The Esposito translation says, you're out of your mind, friend. For if there, I'll continue verse 21, if there had been a law that would have given life, then righteousness would have been by the law. You see, if there was a way that don't do that could have saved us, then how to get right with God would have came about by the law. Verse 22, but the scripture has confined all under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to all who believe. Interesting word, this word confined. It means to shut up together, or it means to shut up on all sides. Also, there's a fisherman's term, the application for this. Cap Jim, you know what a shoal is. The word means a shoal of fish in a net. And that's what sin's done to you and I. It's confined us all together. The scripture has confined everyone under sin. So that, you see, here's the light at the end of the tunnel. so that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to all those who believe. Now there's the perfect glimpse of our spiritual condition, BC, right? Before faith came, we're kept under guard by the law, kept for the promise that would afterwards be revealed. Verse 24, and the word therefore. Here's a lawyer here summing this up, and the title of my sermon here, The Purpose of the Law. It says, therefore, the law was. Notice it doesn't say the law is. Notice it doesn't say the law shall be with you always. It doesn't say that. It says the law was our tutor. Greek word, paedagogos. It means a schoolmaster. I even think the King James translates it, schoolmaster. The law was our schoolmaster. It was our tutor to bring us to Jesus Christ. All right, understand this. The law is like a taxi. And it takes you for a ride. Right? Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. If you do this, you're cursed. If you do this, you're cursed. If you do this, you're cursed. If you do this, there's an everlasting curse on you. God help us, what are you going to do? You see, why, pray tell, would you try to keep the law to be right with God? The law condemns you. I just read all the curses to you that God is going to hold you responsible for. The law is like a taxi. It takes you for a ride, but then it drops you off at the foot of the cross. And that leaves you, church, and those watching here today or listening on the radio, that leaves you at a crossroads. You're at a crossroads here today. There's one road that ensures that you yourself will pay the penalty for the sins that you've committed. The law has taken you, it's dropped you right here. You continue down this way, he says, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many, most people go in that way. But there's another way, you see, and that is the way of the cross. The way of the cross. Jesus said, come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He also said, I am the door. All who enter in by me shall be saved.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.